BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, me and Chris discuss our absolute favourite photos of Piers Morgan.
Oh, yeah, forgotten about this. We need to talk about this more. Mm. Felt a bit naughty at the time, but it's actually fine. However, expect your Christmas cards, birthday cards, everything to be one of those photos from here on in.
You'll hear what we're talking about on the podcast. Also, more funny business. Companies with lol names get a call from us. We're going global this week, mate. And some amazing throwback revelations about N-dubs during today's bangers. It's all here.
Scott Mills.
Remember, it's now one day to Innuendo Bingo. It's back bigger, better and wetter tomorrow at 3 p.m. with Davina McCall.
I'm so excited for this because Innuendo Bingo is our thing, right? And I see it go on the internet still. There's like YouTubers doing it and stuff like that. To get it back in its rightful home, as you said, better and wetter and everything that goes with it, it's going to be fun.
I mean, there are a lot of other radio stations that do imitate it, but remember, this is the original home of Innuendo Bingo. 3 p.m. tomorrow, it's back with Davina McCall. It's a small thing sometimes, isn't it? But I always enjoy it when I find out what an artist or band's fans are called, especially when I discover a new one. So I saw Clean Bandit tweet earlier. Guess what their fans are called? I never
Bandits.
Knew this one. Pardon?
Bandits.
No, Fandits.
Ah.
I never heard that, have you? Like, do you remember when we found out that Nina Nesbitt fans are called Nesbians?
Yeah. You're right with the Clean Bandit thing. I've never really questioned it before. Because Clean Bandit even themselves sound like the name that you would give to your fans.
Also, we need to bring the Who game back because I'm going to put straight into the Who game. Remember when they did that terrible advert?
Oh, Cortana.
Cortana.
Scott Mills.
I know it's bad. I've got this new obsession with something that Piers Morgan does occasionally, right? Mm. And it's the promo pictures for this show that he's doing at the moment.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I'm also obsessed with this.
So it's pictures of Piers Morgan having to look very serious because he's stood next to a serial killer.
Yes.
So, but his face that he does, because you know in normal photos you have to smile.
Yeah.
And most people do. Mm. The fact that Piers Morgan is stood there so serious and he's doing serious face. And when you see them all in like a run of them.
Yes.
It's just a bit ridiculous.
See,
I know it's bad.
I got obsessed with the Trevor McDonald ones for a while.
Yes.
Because you can't crack a smile in that situation, can't you? You're in prison next to a serial killer.
But they need a picture of you
to promote
the TV show, obviously.
And do you think the photographer's going, like, you guys need to look serious now because it's like a serious show in that? Or do you think they just do it?
Well, either way, it's awkward. But the idea that you're stood there and you crack a smile and then someone's had to go, hang on a minute, think about where you are.
Yeah.
Do serious face.
Okay, here's a question, another question. If the serial killer laughs, can you smile then?
I don't know.
Scott Mills.
What are you doing Valentine's Day?
Not a clue.
I'll tell you what you're doing.
It's ages away.
It's next week, actually. You're going to spend it with me.
What?
We're going to be on Jack Saunders' show on Valentine's evening. Valentine's evening together, yeah?
Ah, nice.
Choosing indie bangers. On Jack's show on a Thursday night, he just goes full bangers. Or indie bangers. And, you know, like, when you think me, you do think indie. So, Valentine's Day special with Jack.
Like a house party sort of thing.
Yeah, it's right. Such a good listen, if you've not heard it before. That'll be next Thursday. That's Valentine's Day, 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember Listener Jack from yesterday? Not Jack Saunders, Listener Jack, who got in touch and he's going to message all his exes.
Yeah.
A load of men from the past, X-Men, if you will.
Yeah, it's not really been working out with him. He's been like, new balls, please, but that's just not been occurring. So he's going back, he's going retro with it. He's and get in touch with people that he maybe saw for a bit or even just chatted to online before.
He's getting in touch with the X-Men.
Previously on X-Men.
You know there's that famous saying that there's plenty more fish in the sea? Well, I've come to the conclusion that there is no more fish in the sea. So we've explored all options. The well, you know, is dry. But I think it's Valentine's Day. It's the month of love. It's the season of love. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back in touch with some people that have maybe not always ghosted me, because not everyone's ghosted me. I'm not that bad. But just people that I've maybe, you know, been on some dates off with before and perhaps hasn't worked for one reason or another. In the hope that you would agree with this crazy plan, I started to compile a little list of people that perhaps would be good candidates to kind of revisit.
That's where we're at. Hello, Jack.
Guys, I'm crying. I feel like a superhero.
Did you love that?
With none of the powers. I feel like it's so extra, but I just love it. Guys, I feel like you've outdone yourself. Thank you so much.
It's really extra. Well, you are going through all the X's again, so to speak, and so it makes sense that we go full X-Men.
Yeah. So you text all your X's the phrase, "What are you up to for Valentine's?" How's it gone?
It's been a mixed bag 24 hours, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, that's why I'm here, Jack. Give me updates. How are all the X-Men?
Okay, so we had a couple more get in touch overnight. One came back replying to the Valentine's Day message, and he put, "Hi, I'm good, thanks. Hope you are too. This is a very random question. I'm actually in a relationship now, so I'll be spending it with my boyfriend. Sorry."
That was
a bit of a dead end.
Did he say that he has to spend Valentine's Day with a boyfriend only after you'd sent an original text, or was that just the first reply?
That was genuinely the first reply. It was like a two-stage reply. He sort of went straight in there as if to just be like, don't even try it.
Okay. Yeah. Any others?
Okay, so we've had two that just read the messages and blanked.
Rude.
Didn't reply.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to know anything. Fair enough. We had one guy that came back, and he was the selfie guy. I don't know if you remember yesterday. He replied on the show yesterday. My only worry is that he's a bit of a slack replier.
Oh, are you one of them you want it instant, do you?
Someone said to me this morning, "You're the type of guy that needs someone to message you every morning being like, good morning, hope you slept well." And I was like, yeah, that I actually am. I am that needy person.
Same.
We had one guy, though, that was very random. And he popped up off the back of the Scott Mills show yesterday. Okay.
Oh, okay. But so this is a new person?
This is a new-ish person from yesterday, but I had been speaking to him in October.
Right.
And he basically came back to me and went, "So, heard you on the Scott Mills show today. And he said, you were talking about people ghosting you. Well, serves you right, because you ghosted me."
Oh!
He called me out.
Ha ha! Drama.
And I was like, oh my goodness. I hadn't replied to him since October last year.
Yeah. See, people do listen to this, Jack, and you've really been caught out there, haven't you?
Yeah. Who was I to think that I could hide from a national radio show?
So, how many potentials do we have now, and how do we actually whittle these down?
Okay, so I think it's pretty split in terms of half a total no-goes and half a sort of up in the air a little bit.
I mean, Jack, potentially here we have real chaos about to occur on Valentine's Day.
It's like a bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got nobody and then three come along
They're all going to come at once. So what I'm thinking, Valentine's Day is next Thursday, right?
Yep. It's impending.
Yeah, we'll call you maybe Wednesday, next Wednesday, and you can tell us what you've decided to do, all right?
Okay, all right, Scott, that'll be amazing. I'll have some thinking time between now and then.
Yeah, I don't know if thinking time works for this sort of thing, though, Scott. Is it worth you whittling them down whilst they're all together?
Mm.
And if they're interested in that, should this be something that we cover, for example?
almost like a date or no date, like a Noel Edmonds deal or no deal.
Yeah. Goal. Also, the phrase whittling down has been used far too much. It's not for me.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Jack, we'll call you next week, all right, for an update.
All right, mate, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for Funny Business. We'd like to do this to cheer Tuesdays up and make them a bit less useless, because Tuesdays are.
I think this is one of my favourite things that we do now, because it's regular. I like it.
And the company names are strong right now. Thank you if you've sent some in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Always looking for new places to call. Me first today?
Yes, you know the rules. No laughing. Got to try find out what the company name is, all that kind of thing. And then just have a bit of small talk.
It's such
and then we'll move on to the next.
Awkward conversation. Okay, I'll go first.
So
I'll get mine out of the way.
This is a slightly different one.
Okay, I don't know where I'm calling, obviously. Chris has found the number.
Hello, Slick to Bane. Michael speaking. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Where have I called, please?
It's Michael from Flick to Bane Cold Brew Coffee. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Where are you in the world?
I'm based in Perth, Western Australia.
Oh, hello, Perth. I'm guessing that you're a coffee shop then, or...?
No, not a coffee shop. We produce and distribute cold brew coffee, so ready-to-drink cold brew in bottles.
Okay, and can I just check the name again?
Flick the Bean.
It's real nice to speak to you, Michael.
And it's good to speak to you too, mate.
And you have a fantastic day.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Bye.
See ya.
Great one.
That's ridiculous.
Great.
So why would you do that?
Yeah, brilliant one. I'll tell you why. I tell you why, because you laugh. But over there... It's just a nice image.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit like rolling a baby bell.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
These have really stepped up a level recently, haven't they?
It's almost like there were a lot of businesses, but now we're being forced to use these ones. But they're great. They're
wow.
Great. For me, that's one of my favourites.
And I think our first international one as well.
That's the future, I reckon.
So good. I mean, there's a whole new range of business names if we go like abroad, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, that was a great one. Good work from you. Okay, you ready for right. mine?
My turn.
Okay.
Yes. No laughing.
No laughing. Oh, but you're going to have a real job on your hands not to, I think. Okay.
Okay, fine. Right,
here we go.
Good afternoon, the Dandy Cock Inn.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I've got the right number here. Who am I through to?
The Dandy Cock Inn.
The Dandy Cock?
Yes.
Ah, okay, yes, I have got the wrong number. Don't worry, though. What is it you do?
It's a public house.
Got you. And where are you based?
In Disley, in Stockport.
The Dandy Cock, if I'm ever going past, yeah?
It is the Dandy Cock Inn, yes.
Great, great. Did you name it out of interest?
I didn't know. It's always been called that, so I was unaware.
It's one of those ye oldie names.
It is.
All right, then, boys. Lovely to speak to you.
OK, thank you.
Hopefully see you there. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I really enjoyed the old-school pub names.
Yes, we were going to hit a point where we started on the pubs.
Yes.
Plenty of those ones to go.
However, international is the way forward, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, everyone could help us, actually. Get searching internationally. Obviously, be careful what you type in on a work computer.
Mm. But do please do our research on our behalf. Thanks.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Right, hi. You're in East Sussex and welcome to Bangers. Is this your first time on?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, do you listen all the time though?
Pardon?
Do you listen all the time?
All the time, on the school run.
Okay, cool. So
I like this when people set aside time in their day, especially if you're at work or something like that and you just use this as a bit of a break. Maybe you set your lunch out in front and just wait for Bangers. It becomes a sort of regular thing for people, this, Scott.
Yeah, I think a few parents do it because you see them like rush up after to the school, so I'm pretty sure we all do it.
Oh, really? Okay, so like if you're on the school run, look, I've got to get back for Bangers.
Exactly.
Love that.
That's hilarious, like grabbing children and just hurry up,
come on. Get in the car.
No, we're late for our children.
Oh, yeah, of course, because of the time. Okay. Yeah. Who do you normally pick?
I'm sorry, but it's always Chris. Nearly always Chris.
Wicked.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Even when he chooses the streets 157
no,
times.
No, I didn't like that. I couldn't stand that one. I'm sorry.
Apart from that. Okay, Chris, you go first then, because he's going to pick you anyway.
All right, Emily. Well, hopefully, anyway. Well, I hope you like this one. This is my banger choice today.
Oh, my God.
A bit old school.
It.
Yes, Usher.
I love it.
OMG. Feet Will I Am. It. I forgot about that. Tune. Do you know what it is, Scott? For me, this is like when I used to work at Oceana all the time. I felt like I was playing this. Like, it was always on.
Mm-hmm.
It just sort of takes me back there to the Ice House.
It was massive. The Ice House. Not the R&B room.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, cool. Yep. All right, well, you can have that or Scott's choice.
That was huge at the time, that track. Okay, this is my one. Nope, no
I
reaction.
I like this as well.
Oh, you do?
I like this as well.
Okay.
This is good as well, yeah.
N-dubs, Tinchy Strider, number one.
You don't like N-dubs. This. You don't like this one, Scott.
I don't have to like it. I actually do, actually. I mean, most of their songs were rubbish.
You used to really take it out of me for liking N-dubs.
This one is the most acceptable one.
You heard this in the gym, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Okay, so, Emily, over to you.
Oh, it's got to be Chris. I'm sorry.
Go on, Emily.
Don't even know why I bother, really.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Baby, let me... I did it again, so I'm all let go.
Kiwi!
Hiya. Hey, everyone.
Hiya.
One.
Join me, Glyn Fussell, and your favourite drag queens alongside Sam Smith, Little Mix, Greg James, and so many more as we invite you into Radio 1's Drag Queens Den.
Ask anything that you have ever wanted to ask a drag queen.
Do any of you enjoy the TV show Midsummer Murders?
Your weekly dose of fabulous queens across the scene, from RuPaul to Hartlepool.
Drag is punk. It's blurring the lines of what we're expected to do, taking autonomy over our own bodies and lives.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh.
Not sure about that. That was Will.i.am.
Can't say that every time you lose.
With great Usher.
Song. Great song.
And OMG. That was like out before people actually said OMG, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like they were ahead of their time there.
Well, that's Will.i.am all over.
Isn't it though? With his gadgets
it's
and
like
that.
Like wearing your phone.
I know. Makes the tea as well. Look at my watch. Apparently uncancelled after saying that N-dubs were rubbish. No, they were off their time. If you listen to them now, they're not any good. I love them all. Dappy, Talisa, Richard.
Yeah. That. Well, it was Fazer, wasn't it?
But Richard.
But real name Richard.
Yeah, because I can never bring myself to call him Faze.
We had a great night out with him once as well. I seem to remember that night in Edinburgh.
Oh.
Listen, this is what I mean. Don't do end up stand. In fact, then separately, we had a great night out with Dappy. And
yeah,
that's the one where I've got... So whenever you call me, Scott, I don't know if I've even shown you this, the picture that comes up is you and Dappy... But you've swapped clothes.
Well, he stole my shirt, and I've never seen that back.
But you were wearing his, like, quite large jacket and chain.
Yeah.
And just chest underneath.
Yeah, but that shirt that's in that picture is my T-shirt because he was sick on his own. Sick on himself.
Wonderful evening. And it ended up with him going back to someone's room. And I remember hearing the next day, this is an amazing thing. I don't know if anyone can relate to this.
Easy now. What's this story?
Well, that he had to have the shower on all night because he couldn't deal with just the silence.
Can I say whose room he was in?
I don't know. It feels like we've gone quite far.
I know whose it was.
Yeah, so do I.
And this person got no sleep because the shower was on all night.
He had the shower on all night.
Nick Grimshaw.
That's right.
Just like they save the cost and share rooms. Grimmy was like, oh, the shower's on all night. I can't sleep. Maybe I'll throw Ouch in there soon.
Yes, great song.
My name's Shaniqua Anwar.
Scott Mills.
I've seen this business that I want to share with you, Scott. And everyone else. It's a business in America where a zoo is allowing you to apply to have their cockroaches named after your ex. Genius idea, right?
That's a great idea.
There's loads of interest in this, so I was wondering if it could be something that perhaps we could just, well, rob and earn our millions through it ourselves.
Wow, okay.
So, imagine it.
Yeah.
You can apply to the zoo. So the zoo have got loads of cockroaches, and the idea being that you can then... get one of these cockroaches named after your ex. I think it's sort of like personal revenge.
Yeah, it feels quite revengey, which I like.
I don't think the ex needs to know about it. I think it's more just for your own satisfaction.
You feel better, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember we were going to use this website that I found over Christmas, which had some excellent sale deals on, where you can basically send them manure.
Mm.
And I was going to send it to that other bloke at the radio station.
We looked into it once, yeah... I don't think we've actually talked about this recently, but this service popped up again, didn't it? But we did try and look into... I think we did this on the show as well. We rang someone that was willing to send us tons.
Yeah, and you can just literally get it delivered outside their house or, in this case, radio station.
The thing is, right, that's petty revenge which affects an ex. What I quite like about the animal idea is that the ex doesn't necessarily need to know about it. Unless you say, take a picture and tag them in it.
Yeah.
I think there's something quite nice about, you know, only if you leave things badly with an ex or you've been screwed over or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't really do much about it. You're in that position. It's not very nice. Whereas this is a sort of release.
I'm reading so much about the different kinds of
still on the
poop you can get.
Thing.
Sorry, I'm really distracted. Horse is really juicy and smelly and should only be used in extreme cases of surprise or vengeance.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's quite a targeted approach.
Yeah.
I'm taking the more peaceful approach here, you know?
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Just name a cockroach.
Still free shipping on the pig manure there, $19.99.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Amy's been on from Essex saying, yes, I would actually really feel better if I named a cockroach after my ex. It just makes you feel better because there's nothing you can do. What they've done to you, they've dumped you, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what they've done in America. So I'm wondering if we do the business here, do we do cockroaches or do we do some other kind of, I don't know, just something slightly ugly? I don't know.
Someone says, my ex was so bad, I'd feel sorry for the cockroach.
Maybe a snake, or that could work.
Snake!
Something like that.
Yeah. I like snake because exes can also be snaky.
Yes.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Chloe from Bolton, I like what you're saying. She's like, anyone got any rat? Robert the Rat, that's got a nice ring to it. She's had a bad experience there, I think.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, I'm just listening to Chris on the radio, and I hear you're looking for a snake to name. I've just had an unwanted python come in, which is looking for a name.
You've had an unwanted python come in?
Yes.
Okay, would you work at a zoo, or...?
Yeah, we work at a zoo.
Oh, where?
It's called Snakes Alive. We're down in Essex on Barley Land Farm.
Okay, good. So snakes you're a professional. For a second there, we weren't sure if this snake had just sort of wandered into your place or something and you were offering it up.
Snake.
But no, this is your job, right?
It is my job, yeah. This is what we do for a living. So people get snakes for other reasons and get rid of them, and then we can take them on and rehome them.
Oh, bless you. So this snake that has come in today is obviously hasn't got a name tag or anything because you don't put those on snakes, do you?
No, not at all.
So what you're saying is that potentially you might be able to help here in that we could obviously name it after someone's ex.
Great idea.
We could, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
This works. A snake is good because I was thinking of all the animals and mammals or whatever technicality I'm going to get done on here. A snake is good, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's your ex. Yeah. It's really good.
So do you mind if we try and figure out a name for the snake?
No,
it'll be someone's ex's, and then we could let you know, perhaps.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Daniel, we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Well, this is good then, Scott, right. Isn't it?
So all we need now is someone with a snaky ex. Let me know their name on 81199. You can give some brief details of why they're a snake if you want.
I think you're right here. I think what we're looking for here is not just any old ex. We're looking for a snaky ex now. I think this has changed things.
Scott Mills.
Wow. Yeah, that's another song, but also wow. The response to people wanting a snake named after their ex is phenomenal.
I mean, there's loads here, and lots of stories as well. I think what we should do is perhaps look through these stories and get them on at some point. But I can say some names.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jessica, Luke, James, Mike, Sally the Snake has a nice ring to it as well.
Shout out to Snakey X Dave. This person was with him for 5 years. The last two of those had another girlfriend. It's a snake.
My ex Jack dumped me on Valentine's last year. Quite snaky.
I think the snake should be named Laura. This feels dangerous, but we're not saying who they're from, so I think it's fine. I think the snake should be called Laura in honour of my snakey ex who I caught cheating on me with my housemate last year, and now they've ended up together. So snaky right now.
Scott Mills.
Nat, you're well excited for Inuna Bingo returning tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh, my actual God, I can't wait.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
I've been waiting every single day.
Okay, remember, if you see anything on TV or hear anything on radio and you're like, that would be good, send it in, okay? We need some new clips. Thank you very much.
Cool, thank you.
Enjoy it tomorrow. It's Davina McCall tomorrow, okay?
Oh my God, can't wait.
Okay, we've got James. I know you're a massive fan as well. Massive fan of Inuna Bingo, aren't you?
Oh my God, yes, can't wait.
Yes. Any favourite clips?
Oh my God, the Dale Winton one's the best.
Dale Winton one is good. This is also Greg James' favourite.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Inuna Bingo with Davina McCall tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
We're back on tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, and at 3, this is huge. the return of Innuendo Bingo with Davina McCall.
Scott